is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
1:47, we're with you for another 13 minutes, and then it's live at Gretzky's at the top of the hour here on Team 1260 Radio. I mentioned this a little while ago, I guess this the start of the show. What we want to do is here at Nation Radio is have your input on this year's top 10 selections in the NHL entry draft. So you can email us at nationradio at theteam1260.com. You don't have to do it now. You can do it leading up to the draft. We're cool with that. We'll give out the prize the week after the draft. But we want you to correctly identify the top 10 in order. Now, I know that's difficult, but the idea is we'll give you a really cool prize if you do. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking to some former NHLers and some prospects about, the draft. And we're also going to have some experts in to give their top 10s or even their first round of this year's NHL entry draft. And that'll include some media guys and some folks who do this online and do it very successfully online. Kirk Ludicky, a gentleman I introduced you to not long ago. So we want your top 10 in order, and like I say, you can send any time from today right through until draft day. Obviously, anything after 5 o'clock on draft day, we're not going to include. And you can also include what you'd like as a prize. A trip to Disneyland is unlikely, but maybe an Oilers jersey signed by someone, or a year's supply of, I don't know, Cheese Whiz, something like that. Whatever you want. We're going to get Wanye from Oilers Nation to go out and find it for you. So it's kind of a make-work project for Wanye. And I thought, I'm going to post this a little bit later on, probably tomorrow morning, on the Oilers Nation website. But I thought I'd get it started. I'm going to do an early top 30 for Oilers Nation tomorrow. So my top 10 goes like this, and I wanted to preface it by talking about Garrett Joyce's wonderful scouting book, Future Greats and Heartbreaks. He describes exactly what a top 10 looks like to an NHL team. It's an 18-year-old who should develop into a first-line NHL player, maybe an all-star, definitely someone who can contribute to a winning team. Not every season has 10 top 10s. 2003 had more than 10 top 10s, if that makes sense. And last year, there were only 7 or 8. And some of them, like Jeff Skinner, didn't become obvious as top 10s until the season began. So with that in mind, here's my top 10, and I encourage you to send yours in to OilersNation at theteam1260.com. At number 10, I have Mark McNeil, the Western Hockey League power forward, the center. He's 6'1", 204. He plays. He's big center, a very, very big center. Plays big and has two-way skills. There's a lot to like there. He's very disciplined on the right side of the pocket a lot and pays attention to detail. Under the radar for most of the year, he impressed enough at the under-18s to be considered a legit top 10 selection. In many ways, his scouting report reads very much like Brian Sotheby's. We talked to him earlier about his draft year. At number 9, I have Sven Barchi. He's a little undersized. You saw him play for Portland Winterhawks in the WHL playoffs and certainly in the finals. Got terrific skill. Being undervalued by some, I think people forget that he is a pure WHL rookie. This was his first year. Had an exceptional year. And his impressive showing during the playoffs appears to have cemented his status as a top 10 pick on a lot of lists that you'll see right now. Looking forward to red lines coming out in the next few days, and I suspect that Barchi might be part of the top 10 there. At number 8, I have Dougie Hamilton, big defenseman from the OHL, can skate very well, has a major impact on his team's power play. I nicked him a little bit because I don't think his offense will come with him to the NHL because he won't get a lot of power play time. Almost no matter who you are in junior hockey, when you turn pro, it's very unlikely, especially as a defenseman, that you're going to have a lot of power play minutes. So Hamilton's even strength numbers aren't that impressive, even though I think he's a great big defenseman. I think you have to nick him a little bit just based on the fact that there's some really quality offensive forwards. Now, at number 7, I have Ryan Murphy, and he is a defenseman, and he is somewhat one-dimensional, but what a dimension. He's an exceptionally talented puck mover. His lack of size for the position he plays and some questions about his strength are the only real negatives. He could be the best defenseman in this draft, and I think he's the kind of prototype puck-moving defenseman that NHL teams have been looking for post-lockout. I always think of Brian Rafalski, although I don't know if he's that good defensively, but that kind of guy who's almost like a derivative. Back in the olden days, they could play forward or defense. I think Ryan Murphy's that guy, and somebody's going to take a chance on him. Probably Minnesota will trade up to take him, or Columbus, or Nashville. They seem to have all the good, really good defensemen coming out of the CHL. Number 6, I have Jonathan Huberdeau. He's going a lot higher on many lists. In fact, some have him in the top 3 or 4. I have him lower than many of the mock drafts or seedings, but Huberdeau is on an exceptionally talented team, and his offensive numbers, I think, may have been inflated a little bit courtesy of the quality of that team. It's incredible how many really good draft eligibles are on that one team. We're likely to see him, although it's still not decided, in the Memorial Cup this year. He's a talent, no doubt. I just like five kids better. And here they are. At number five, Gabriel Landeskog, 6'5", 205, right now as a teenager. The one guy in the draft that I have a hard time putting at number five because he really deserves to go higher, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if he does. He has a nice range of skills, and that has a high value. He's a difficult player to play against. He's a leader. He's tough, and because of the wide range of skills, he's certainly worth a lottery pick, and he could go very high. I wouldn't be surprised to see him taken in the top three, especially after the combine, because if you've heard him speak or heard scouts talk about him, he's a mature player. He could be a plug-and-play player at 18 years old, and that doesn't happen very often, and certainly not in this draft. At number four, I have Adam Larson. He's 6'3", 220, big defender, already a season pro in the SEL. I have him at four because it's likely Larson won't be a major offensive contributor based on how he's been used in the Swedish Elite League. Despite having a lot to recommend him defensively, I don't think he's as valuable as the men above him. And the top three, if you've been following my mock drafts, there's a little bit of a change here. At number three, I have Ryan Strome. 6'3", 183. He's a dynamic offensive player with a motor that won't stop. Took a massive step forward this season. A lot of those who follow the draft believe that's a huge indicator of future success. Excellent skater, soft hands, sees the ice well, and he has decent size. Doesn't have a lot of flaws to his game, and it's ridiculous how much he improved season over season. And from Landeskog back, but including Strome, I wouldn't be surprised if any of the top five were chosen number one overall by the Edmonton Oilers. At number two, Sean Couturier, a huge center, had a wonderful season again, delivered eye-popping numbers compared to the rest of the team. Kirk Ludicky loves him, wrote that it's not a major flaw in terms of his skating, and it is correctable. And number one, I moved Ryan Nugent-Hopkins to number one overall. Bob McKenzie says 6 out of 10 scouts have him at number one. Ken Hitchcock raves about him, and Craig Button told me you can't trade for these guys, and they don't show up in free agency. So Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is number one on the list. I'll be posting it probably either in the next hour or tomorrow morning on Oilers Nation. This was a great day. I enjoyed it so much. Ryan Sutherby, Oliver Gabriel, James Myrtle, Terry Jones, enjoyed them very much. We'll be back on the radio live, of course, Saturday, noon to 2, every Saturday here on Team 1260. Email us at nationradio@team1260.com. For my producer, Connor, this is Alan Mitchell, Low Tide, saying have a great week, and we'll see you on Saturday.